Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Marcus.
Our normal first chair host, Ian, is off at a city council meeting.
How exciting.
Oh, yeah. Riveting stuff. I guess they're going to be reading a letter about how a Robin Hooder, that's a person who feeds meters before the meter maid can come around and give you a ticket. So Robin Hooder got harassed by a tow truck driver for video recording.
Mm.
And they are also going to be talking about raising the parking rates. Now,
yeah, I heard about this.
The city of Keene has repeatedly, over and over, said there's no problem with the Robin Hooders filling the parking meters.
Mm.
But they've gone after them for harassing the meter maids, which is to say the trying to get ahead of the meter maids and fill the meters, and the meter maids will like run in weird fashions and stuff. It's really it all should be put to the Benny Hill music.
Yes,
it's silly stuff. But they have these quotas, essentially, for the meter maids, and they give them, you know, they get upset if the meter maids don't reach them. But, of course, the Robin Hooders are filling the meters, so the meter maids can't reach the quotas. And it's this whole thing. Why don't they just come out and say, well, it's about the money.
Sure, of course it's about the money.
It's a tax for businesses and people who go downtown. What else would it possibly be?
Yeah, I mean, that's all it's ever been, and for anybody to pretend that that's not what it's about is just silly.
Now, in the meter maids, the whole parking system runs in the red.
Yeah.
In most cities, this is likely true. I don't know. In Keene, New Hampshire, it's true. When you look at the meter maids' cost versus how much revenue they bring in, it doesn't make any sense. So if they really want to cut costs, they can do it. They can take the meter maid and put them to work doing something else in the bureaucracy of the city.
Right.
Then they can have a different job. It's not like a job hasn't come open in the last 2 years. The Robin Hooders have been doing this.
Right.
So let them go. One of them has already gone on and done some other job for the city and then left and went on and did something else.
Yes.
So, yeah, this can be done. Anyway, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the history of marriage, arranged marriages versus love marriage, why people are marrying today. It's a fascinating story. Where's this one from?
Yeah, this one's from independent.co.uk.
That's right. They've been giving all the statistics from the UK.
Right, from the United Kingdom, which is very you know, what's interesting about the United Kingdom is an American's perspective on what is the United Kingdom. Like, people say England, people say United Kingdom. And recently I learned a little bit about that. And I learned that, wow, I didn't really understand that very well.
What the UK is?
Yeah, what the difference between the UK, England, Britain, Great Britain, right? Like, these are all actually different things.
Yeah, when I think of it, I just think of the whole little island deal,
right,
there.
Yes, exactly.
Sadly for Ireland, I kind of just mash them in there because I'm not exactly sure where, you know, there's Northern Ireland or Southern Ireland. I don't know which one's which. I know that Ireland is its own separate country, that Wales and Scottish, you know, they wish they were on their own separate country, and the Cornish have just been putting up with English for a very long time.
Right, so United Kingdom is actually like a collection of little countries. So England,
but it spans
Wales,
the globe.
Yes, it does.
The Pitcairn Islands, for instance,
right,
out in the South Pacific. There's the Falklands. Mm. There's a variety of different places that are also United Kingdom that I don't know. I mean, whether they use the would be using the statistics. When I think of it, I just think of it sort of that islandy area.
Sure. There. Well, actually, when you talk about that island area, the largest island there, the largest landmass is the island of Great Britain.
Great Britain.
Yes.
Yes.
So when you say Great Britain, you're actually referring to
Scotland, Wales, and England.
Right, but not all.
And Cornwall.
But if they have other little islands off of them, they're not included, because Great Britain is just that one single island, you see. So Wales might have like another little island or two, yep, or something off the side.
Not Great Britain.
Not Great Britain.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway. I think we're going to finish up this article here. Basically, I'm going to skip down a little bit. The author just talks about how in modern times, for her and lots of people, marriage doesn't seem like a necessity.
I don't think it does to a lot of people seem like a necessity. To me, it seems like a good way to raise kids.
Yes.
But, you know, after that. But not even that.
Like she says, you know, she talks about how, like, you know, people can even raise kids outside of, you know, outside of a two-parent, you know, environment.
I've heard of couples breaking up after the kids, you know, are above the age of 18.
Yeah.
And the kids caterwaul and make all kinds of noise about it as though this is somehow their their decision. And
right.
I think it's interesting because if people are going to break up, and like I said, every relationship ends one of two ways, except for the odd relationship where you have both of them dying in a tragic accident. Somebody dies or somebody leaves.
Well, you know why the kids get upset even when they're older? Because you have your own, like, imagine you have your own life, and now you got to go, oh, man, you got to make two trips for Christmas and two trips for this. Oh, man, come on. Can't I just get you guys together? Like,
what about the inheritance, though, when they get together? You know, I mean, this is one of the this is where it goes. I mean, sure. People think about these things.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, the two couples have their kids, they wait until they're older, they break up, then they get together, and now they've got these sort of mixed families that know nothing of each other and have spent no time together and intend to spend no time together. But the husband and wife, they do spend time around the other kids.
Sure.
So you can spend another 15 or 20 years together. People are living longer. Sure. Which one makes more sense? Which marriage... is the one that you honor more.
Right.
And this is really an interesting question.
It is.
The natural children of the parent are going to say, hey, this is all, everything you got is ours.
Right.
But the couple there that might have been together for as long as 20 years, the wife is now going to get the money and the lion's share of the money, and kids aren't going to like that at all. Whoa. We've got birthrights. Remember, birthrights.
The birthrights.
Birthrights enforced. This is what the article was talking about there from the very beginning. People love their birthrights. They're important to them.
Yeah. Well, I my best advice is don't worry about that stuff.
Yeah, go out and make your own money.
Exactly.
Sponging off of somebody else's.
I mean, my parents divorced, and both of my parents remarried after I was out of over the age of 18. I don't remember when exactly. But my father died a few years ago, and since then, my brother and I, we both have spent time with our stepmom and her side of the family, mm-hmm. which would be like our stepbrothers, but they're like older than us. We didn't live with them or anything, but they're family. You know, we really like them because they're good, nice people.
Who got the money when your dad died?
Well, it's kind of, you know.
Did you get anything?
Yes. I mean, okay. You know, it was reasonable. You know, I mean, it was all worked out ahead of time, so.
I think people do put a lot of, the more money there is, the more squabbling there's going to be.
But I don't worry about that. Though, I know. That was never my focus, and I didn't really care.
I got lucky. I had a great uncle who was gay.
Oh.
So
that's good.
You know, I got an inheritance from him that was enough to buy a piece of property on which I could then go into debt building a house.
That's good. So in this article near the end, she says more research from America this week claims to have found a region inside the brain called the anterior insular, which plays a role in who we select to fall in love with.
It's interesting.
It is separate.
I would have assumed it was personality based. You know, you take the Myers-Briggs personality test, you come up whatever you
Mark,
are.
Your brain wants you to believe that, but let's remember, your brain is always in control. It is separate to the posterior insular, which makes decisions about who we lust and desire. This tallies with other more established research that we have two separate drives for love, the fervent butterflies in your tummy feelings of romantic love and the long-term affectionate feelings of attachment. The fairy tale narrative has us seeking both in one person, but I'm sorry to report that science increasingly proves that they are separate.
Yeah. So there's the person you should be with and the person you want to be with.
Exactly.
And rarely is the person that you want to be with the person you should be with. I found this out over dating for a period of time that, I'm not very good at picking the right person for me.
That could be.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Yeah.
Have you experienced this in your life? How does one go about picking the right person? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark with you.
And Marcus, that was just the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line.
Thank you for that. I am so bad at giving credit where credit has been paid for on the show that I actually sell sponsorships on. It's terrible.
Well, normally, Ian takes care of a lot of things that you're doing tonight, right? So you're doing a lot of things that you normally don't do.
I honestly, I'm petrified. I'm in a state, when I am in the first chair, I am in a state of constant upset. And whereas when I'm over in the second chair, I just pipe in and, you know, make fun of Ian's dumb remarks now and then. It's so easy. I've been doing that for 12 years, no big deal, but I'm here, I'm making sure the cam's working, I'm writing down the show topics, I'm making sure the live reads are done, and a variety of all kinds of other things, and it's just, it's a lot of balls to keep in the air, to use my juggler analogy here. Yeah. So, the Pro XPN ball is a ball that has been dropped during this show, and oftentimes when I'm behind the microphone here. But if you value your online privacy, you do need Pro XPN. Pro XPN is a global, virtual, private network that allows all of your data to be encrypted back and forth. There was a situation at the Texas Bitcoin conference where it looks like, and I can't say, I'm not an expert here, please don't say that everything that I say is factually true, but I'm doing my best. Apparently, some hacksaws sniffed some packets at the Texas Bitcoin conference, and they got people people's passwords to their blockchain.info accounts, and a few people had their accounts emptied. Yeah. Now, blockchain is a pretty secure way to keep your bitcoins. It can't be broken into, and the blockchain doesn't have your bitcoins. But the fact is if somebody's got your username and your password, and you don't have the two-factor authentication on there or whatever, they're getting in.
Yeah.
So that's what happened there at the Texas Bitcoin conference. But everybody that was using Pro XPN, and I was, didn't get their packet sniffed. Now I am blindly lucky here, because I have turned on and turned off Pro XPN in different situations.
Okay.
There's been times where I'm like, I'm not getting fast internet connection. I wonder if it's this, and I'll turn it off, and it'll stay off for days.
Sure.
And then I'll be like, oh, yes, I have to be secure. I'll turn it back on. And,
I think that's not uncommon.
I think it's not uncommon. But when you're out, I happen to have it on. I didn't think about turning it on. I just happened to have it on at the time, and it saved me.
Yeah.
I would have had all the Bitcoins taken out of my blockchain account, and I would have been a mad mamma jamma.
Yeah.
But ProXPN saved me, and they can save you, and they can do it for as little as $5 a month. You can go there. You can get a premium account with unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world. I like to use the ones in, like, Singapore and the Netherlands. It makes me feel worldly and stuff. I have no clue why I do that. So you can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all of that for a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL20, and get the security and privacy that you've got the right to. You've got to, you buy this. It's something you don't pay for, but you can have security and privacy. Use coupon code FTL20. If you pay in Bitcoin, you get an additional 30% off. So it's just huge savings if you pay in Bitcoin. ProXPN.com/FTL. So we are reading this article about marriage and its changing faces, but let's go to the phone lines. Go to Skype. Nathan, calling in from Texas. Is that right, Nathan?
That's right. Oh, I also had a question about the Bitcoin conference. Was that you at Molyneux's talk?
I did introduce Stefan Molyneux. I am the dashing man that introduced him.
Were you the gentleman holding the microphone over to the left?
I don't know what side of the screen I would have been on. I suppose, left, if you were videotaping from the back of the room. Yes, I did hold microphones.
Because there was an intimidating-looking fellow who I thought was a Secret Service guy with this earpiece and holding the microphone for people who were asking the questions.
I'm constantly forgetting the earpiece in my ear. I paid good money for the Bluetooth headset, and so I got a nice one that fits nicely, and I forget about it.
Yeah.
But, yes, when I get dressed up, I look for all the world as privileged white and male as you can.
Yeah, you did a good job. I was definitely intimidated.
Thank you.
So this is interesting, this marriage topic, because it kind of dovetails with a lot of other kind of diseases of affluence, you could say, like, where people ask, well, what about this problem or what about that problem? And they're only problems because of the modern world and people, economic progress has been made so that people have a higher standard of living. and they have more leisure time. So, for example, you could ask about drug addiction, and you could say, well, people were smoking 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. They've smoked weed for, you know, however long. But it's only that today we have a lot of leisure time that, you know, that people have problems like drug addiction. And this marriage thing is kind of the same way.
You know, I've read, and I believe it, is that people throughout most of human history have been drunk. You know, when you're... The fact is that water wasn't safe or good, so you had to do something with it. Brewing it, became a way to do that. They'd have watered down beer and watered down wine as their refreshment throughout the day. They'd start breakfast off with beer, and they didn't stop all day long. In some cultures, it's you know, only males, and I imagine there's some that it might be only females. I don't know, but it's fascinating to think how the altered mind affects human history.
And it, but with this marriage thing, it's that people didn't really live that long in the past, and so they didn't really have to deal with this whole issue of, well, do I stay with this partner or this partner, and for how long, and how do we split property up if we decide, you know, because most people didn't live past the age of 30 or 40 or whatever.
Well, that's the average. It's not necessarily how, I mean, when you start removing, child deaths, you know, people, when you take the average age of the person who lived past 5 years old and you put that in, people tended to live longer, or quite a bit longer. And also you had to consider that even though some people would die young, others would make it to 80 and they'd still stay married because that was what you did.
Right, but it just seems like a lot of these problems that the things that people call problems are sort of only problems because of our affluence. Like in this case, for example, one issue that I was going to mention is this idea of parents having to, you know, kids moving back in with their parents. And it's interesting that people are kind of complaining about this because multi-generational households, yeah, life have been the norm for most of human history,
and
right?
They still are in most of the globe. When you start taking a look, when you look around the world, even in Europe, it's relatively common for the older folks to move downstairs into the basement and leave their children upstairs to have kids and, you know, stupid in their old bedroom. It makes, I mean, it's crazy. It's just doesn't make any sense at all. But do you have more, Nathan?
Sure.
Okay. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can bring up whatever you want here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. And those of you listening to the show for more than a segment know more about what's been discussed than I do, because I have not been here for the past hour and a half. We can talk about why here in a little bit. And I guess you guys have been talking about marriage, and there's more to discuss, so we'll get back into that. But first...
For any of you who spend any kind of time reading things like sales books or, these uplifting self-help books, is, you realize that in the arena of convincing people of things, there's a lot of, there's some things that work and some things that don't, right? Well, if somebody spent some time really looking at the numbers and parsing out what works and what doesn't work, that'd be valuable information, wouldn't it? Well, Dr. Matt Barney has been working for 20 years doing that, just that, and he's putting together a new program. It's called Leader Amp, and what the intention is to... With a smartphone application, measure each person and tailor a customized development plan that could then be you can use to become more convincing. Now, to be more being convincing is an incredibly valuable trait. I don't care if you're in sales or what you do, but you're always selling. You're constantly selling in your relationships, whatever you're doing. Being convincing is a very good thing. It's a valuable tool. And I signed up for LeaderAmp today at leaderamp.freetalklive.com in order to, make myself more convincing. I want to take the test. There's a test that they'll give you a rating on how convincing you are, some tips on how to be more convincing. I'm very excited about it. Leaderamp.freetalklive.com. You can do it too, just like I did today. So this is an Indiegogo campaign. They're working on it already, and you get some things if you sign up, and it's worth it. Leaderamp.freetalklive.com. I'm excited.
All right, so you guys were talking with Nathan a moment ago about
marriage? Is that right?
Well, it's a little mixed up. So Ian's back here on the first mic after having harangued the bureaucrats. We were talking about
marriage. No, I didn't get to speak at the meeting.
But yeah, and Nathan called in, and he was had some comments.
Right, Nathan in Texas, you're on via Skype.
Hello, did you have a good meeting?
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to wrap up this marriage issue and kind of just give my thoughts on it. Whenever I think of this polygamy versus monogamy versus serial divorce issue, I usually think of these ancient Egyptian harems where, you know, you have like 5,000 women in the harem, but there's still a queen to oversee the harem. So it's kind of like humans have both this monogamous aspect and this polygamous aspect, and I don't really think that, you know, you can say that this is, that monogamy is the sole way that, that people should live, or that, you know, marriage has to be that way.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think that, you know, just saying that, oh, one way is good for everybody just seems ridiculous. Absurd for almost anything, right? So, yeah, I think some people, one thing is better, and for other people, something else.
I'm skeptical of polygamy as it sort of being, I don't know, it seems like the transition from wherever we are today to where whatever that is for them. I'm all for it. Good luck. But it just it seems like it's wrought with problems. Most of the
what relationships aren't.
Yeah, sure.
Well, extracting yourself from monogamous relationships, I'm reasonably good at. I've done it many times. This polygamous thing seems to I don't know. For me, it seems to ruin relationships and make people unhappy. That's what I've seen. For the people that it's good for, good. All the best.
I've seen a lot of people in monogamous relationships that are unhappy, and there are plenty of people in polygamous relationships that really speak highly of them.
Indeed.
Exactly. So what you have there is you have monogamy, but you have serial monogamy. And when you compare all the problems of breakups and divorces and so on that occur there, you may well ask, why not just allow polygamy and have something like that happen? And in some ways, it seems like the trends that we've been discussing are leading in that direction with contraception and technology and economic freedom liberating people. You have, people don't have to stay in these, like Marcus was saying, you know, two people live together, he considers them to be married. It seems like we're moving in the direction where if three people live together or whatever the number is, then that could be a marriage that works for them.
Nathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's all. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. So you guys have been discussing kind of the history of marriage.
And the article is kind of wrapping up here. It's kind of talking about a little bit of the science of the brain. She kind of finishes up saying one of the leading anthropologists in the field of research, Dr. Helen Fisher, has examined brain scans of couples in romantic love and those in attachment. So we're talking about two different things here. For those in romantic love, which could include an unshakable crush, their systems are flooded with the feel-good chemicals dopamine and norepinephrine. I'm not sure if I'm saying that one correctly.
Probably not, but don't worry about it.
Their addiction centers are activated in the same way as addicts craving crack cocaine. It is this delusional state in which we make outlandish promises, such as, till death do us part. For those in deeper love or attachment, they emit the hormone oxytocin when they see their partner. This makes them feel love, trust, and affection. But alas, the urge to rip their clothes off fades along with the dopamine. So a lot of this has to do with, the spot at which you are in the relationship and the chemicals that are going on inside your brain.
I don't think you can keep a I would think it would be a very special relationship that you could keep going without sort of keeping that, attempting to keep the romantic fires going.
I think any good relationship takes effort, right? Like, you have to put some effort into whatever it is to keep things good, right? So, I mean, you can't just sit back and like, hey, bring me some cherries, you know?
I think I'd rather watch TV than have sex. If you say that enough times in a row, you don't have a relationship anymore.
Yeah, I think so. So it's interesting here. The author says that part of my research took me undercover on a marital affair website, donning a fake wedding ring. I met men who were deliberately seeking affairs.
This is the Ashley Madison. There's a company out there that sells supposedly extramarital affairs. It's got to be full of dudes and all girls.
I would think so. Well, she says, I loathe their deceitfulness, but I learned a lot. Without exception, every man made it clear that they still loved their wife and valued the security of family life, but needed an outlet for romantic frisson. It wasn't sex they were seeking. They described wanting to feel excited about seeing someone again and wanting to get to know someone and have a conversation that's not about the house and the kids. So that's pretty much
people want variety in life.
Yeah, I wonder, I would imagine they have a website for men for this because women don't need that website if they want some extra, you know, and that's just kind of how that goes. It's easy to have disdain for people who are, you know, looking for something outside of the relationship, but...
Yeah, I mean, she does say, none of the evidence above provides an excuse for such blatant deceit, but it does give us cause to rethink the needless demands we place on long-term relationships. Surely we can afford to relax a 24/7 clause in the commitment contract. We're lucky to live in an era that allows us to enjoy romantic relationships rather than lean on them. And the only way we can achieve enduring love in our self focused, opportunistic society is to adapt our relationship values accordingly, not stubbornly cling to a fairy tale ideal that belongs to once upon a time.
I tend to agree with this, this interpretation or these ideas, because I think that you look at monogamous relationships and the cheating that is rampant within those monogamous, supposedly monogamous relationships,
right.
I think is evidence of what this person or whoever it is the author is here is suggesting, is that is people are looking for variety and they're just not being honest with one another about it. If they could be honest, if partners could be honest with one another, then I think that would lead to a stronger long-term, main relationship.
I agree. Honesty is very important in a good relationship.
The problem has been in the relationships where I've had experience with so-called open relationships, the honesty just hasn't been there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You take control. Share your experience. Maybe you are a polygamist or polyamorous.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You gotta see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Maybe you are a polyamorous. That was the word I was looking for as we were going out to the break in the last segment. Maybe you want to explain your experience. Has it been a nightmare? Or has it been just this, you know, wonderful thing that you've always been waiting to find, that you can't understand why people would be monogamous and you've been polyamorous for so long and it's been so great? Or maybe it's been a mix. Maybe you've had some really great polyamorous relationships and you've had some really bad ones, which were learning experiences, which led you to the great polyamorous experience. Maybe you want to share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So I heard that earlier there were some callers from Manchester who were kind of talking about some of the things going on in Manchester, but didn't really come right out and talk about what happened today. Is that true?
There were some callers. I wasn't exactly sure who was involved and what, so I attempted to ask questions to get them to sort of bring out the what I thought to be the most important part of the activism that went on today. Was that didn't get said, so
you guys didn't talk about what it was actually what has actually happened today.
What we talked about, I mean, I wasn't really involved too much, but basically what the callers called to say was that they went out handing out newspapers, the FPP newspaper at the airport and at the police station,
the
and
Free Patriot Press.
Oh, right. That's what they talked about.
I think he changed his name to something else.
Okay.
But I always forget what it is. I always remember fpp.cc, but the rest of it.
He's done a good job of branding that.
So so nobody mentioned that the people handing out, or that one of the people handing out newspapers at the Manchester airport had a rifle strapped to his back.
That was not mentioned.
That was not mentioned.
Wow. I mean, that seems to me to be the most relevant part of the story. I thought it was really newsworthy today when I saw a picture hit Facebook of Liberty Carrots, one of the activists from Manchester, who frequently is seen in a carrot outfit, so it is an accurate name for him. He was not in a carrot outfit today. If you would like to see the picture, I did post it earlier to Free Talk Live's Facebook, Twitter, Google+, but you can also go to freekeen.com. It's the second story down at the moment. And you can see a picture of him, and there were actually multiple pictures, but those didn't come till later. There's actually one of him being very silly in front of a moose, and so there's a variety of different, like in the New Hampshire airport, there's actually a life-size depiction of a moose in the
made
airport.
Of, like, rusty scrap metal.
And so they had some fun today. They spent about 45 minutes, apparently, so this wasn't some sort of in-and-out quick photo op thing. They were actually inside the airport handing out newspapers to people, liberty-oriented newspapers, to passengers and people that were there to pick pick loved ones up, that sort of thing. Handing out these papers for 45 minutes. Apparently the police were following them around, and they did have some interactions with the police, which apparently were videotaped and or videoed, and they will be available at some point. I imagine we'll be seeing them at freekeen.com when they are available. But if you want to see the picture of a guy standing, literally he's maybe 100 feet away from the beginning of the TSA checkpoint. He is within sight of the TSA checkpoint at the Manchester airport.
And he's
with
holding
a rifle.
Some kind of old rifle, right? Like a
Muslim. He's not holding the rifle.
Well, it's strapped to his back.
Right, it's strapped to his back. If he were holding it, that would probably be a brandishing charge or a menacing charge. But in this case, it is strapped to his back. And he is holding a stack of newspapers. He's waving. He's wearing a tri-cornered hat. And I just thought this was a lot of fun. I thought this was a ballsy piece of activism that is going to be shocking to a lot of people who are going to look at this and
it's going to be shocking.
Wow. Wait a minute. What? A man with a rifle strapped to his back is allowed into an airport? And even I was a little bit surprised by this, even knowing that, you know, we're here in New Hampshire and things.
Are you surprised? Do you think it's good activism?
I think it's great activism. Okay. Absolutely. I think it's along the line of Manchester Airport activism, including don't strip our rights, which happened with Derek J and Kelly a couple years ago, where they went in and they stripped down to their underwear, basically. And or bathing suits, essentially, and they were there and handing out information to people and smiling and taking pictures in the airport. Russell Canning, of course, back in 2005, was arrested for attempting to board an airline with only a Bible. He was wearing clothes, but he was only carrying a Bible and a copy of the Declaration of Independence. He didn't actually have any identification on him. He was arrested in that particular case. We've had a lot of interesting airport activism, and I think this is definitely a good follow-up.
I think one has to be extraordinarily careful with the gun activism, and because it's it's this kind of issue where people get sort of upset about it. Now let's consider for a second the airports across the country are full of people with guns.
Yes, they are.
Those people are wearing government uniforms. Mm-hmm. Those people commit crimes. They do everything that all the rest of them do. This guy with this old rifle and a tri-corner hat is highly unlikely to commit any crime. He's clearly there for some kind of activism of some sort. I do think that one needs to be careful. I don't have any particular critique of this this activism. I just I'm like, I always get a little skittish around gun activism. I think it's ridiculous because I think mostly if you're going to carry a gun, you should carry it concealed. That's what I think. But the problem with concealed carry laws is that even if you like bend over and your gun shows, then it's like a crime. That's ridiculous. I don't think it should be a crime that your gun shows. I just think that, if you're going to carry a gun.
Wait, why would it be a crime in New Hampshire?
No, not in New Hampshire.
Okay.
But in many
we're talking
states,
about New Hampshire, where things are completely different compared to a lot of other states. I don't imagine carrying a gun into an airport in most states is going to go very well at all.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. So that's what to me was really so interesting about this case was the contrast that people will experience. There are people in places like California and New York who they can't even imagine this.
No,
I'm not exaggerating.
What it reminds me of is a few years back, I think it was Barack Obama came around and one person had a gun with them, open carrying a gun.
In New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire.
It was William Kostrick. He's a Manchester activist.
Right. And Barack Obama and the news freaked out, right? Because the news people were not from New Hampshire.
Right.
Because it was Obama. They came in from Massachusetts and wherever else. And they just couldn't believe that there was somebody with a gun in sight. I mean, the president is coming.
We're all going to die. Right? It's a murderer.
And the news made such a big deal out of it. And he's like, William just was like cool as could be.
He got on CNN, actually.
Yeah, he did. He was on with whatever that blowhard's
Hardball
name
guy?
Yeah, yeah. Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
And that is a hilarious clip if you look it up on YouTube.
Chris Matthews.
And this is one of the things that I'm pointing out. Now, this was years ago. The activism in New Hampshire wasn't as mature as it is today. But one of the things that William Kostrick did is he grabbed grabbed a sign that said something to the effect of, that the Tree of Liberty needs to be watered, which is, you know, what is it watered with? Well, according to the quote, the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Yeah, maybe not a great sign to hold when you've got a gun.
So maybe this wasn't the right sign to have out there while you have a gun strapped to your hip. Like maybe
it was the right sign. It got him on television.
But to say what?
To talk about how, I don't remember the content of the interview, but to make the points that he was making about the freedom to carry in New Hampshire.
He had to back off of the sign. He's like, I just grabbed a sign from the stack.
Well, did he say that?
He more or less did say that, and I think Mark makes a valid point. I mean, it was very, very interesting, and he did really great when he was on Chris Matthews. But it was just the contrast of the media was just freaking out, because they live in a different world, yes. Basically. They don't live in New Hampshire.
Right. Well, and what's funny is that if you wear the right costume, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And you can wear a security guard costume and have a gun on, and nobody's going to have a problem. Mm-hmm. Now, it takes nothing to be a security guard. The first job I had when I got out of prison for 8.5 years for second-degree murder was security. Now, okay. I didn't have a gun or anything like that, but they certainly could have given me a uniform, and if I would have strapped a gun on, nobody would have thought the first thing about it, because it's not... people are conditioned that if you wear the right sort of clothing that you can have a gun with that clothing. If this is a dress-up, people...
Well,
you know.
That's the class, right? The uniform denotes a separate class
of person. It's the warrior class.
It's the class that's allowed to carry the gun, right? So, and people have become very accustomed to that.
Well, he's got a tri-corner hat on.
I know, he looks like he belongs in Williamsburg, like reenacting something
right,
with that
this,
corner
the
hat.
The way he looks in this costume, this
we're
rifle
about today, the rifleman in Manchester.
Yeah, the way the rifleman today in New Hampshire, we should post that on Free Talk Live so that
I'll repost it. I posted it earlier today.
Oh, that's right. It looks like this rifle could just be a replica. I mean, the way he's dressed, he just looks like a Minuteman. That's all.
So share your thoughts, if you'd like, on the man with the rifle in the airport here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I thought it was great.
I do wish I knew what kind of gun it was.
I thought this was great. It's a Mosin, apparently.
It's a Mosin the gun?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what the type of Mosin is. Is there more than one?
I thought that was what you called them all. Like, people are very excited about them.
They're cheap. So. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Rifle in the airport. We will continue. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's MEOWBIT.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.